Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned out of the first year automatically. Discover.com/match. Rick Bucher is joining us. So it's Jokic in these playoffs has had one game under 20 points. It was a blowout win.
Yeah.
AD, who we fell in love with, had six games of fewer than 20 points. So the gap between Jokic and AD is substantial.
Sure.
Like it's not, and we think AD's great. Are we looking at here like an all-timer in terms, I said earlier, he's like Magic as a center. Mm-hmm. Magic was so layered that a bad game for Magic was like 12 points, 11 rebounds,
yeah,
and 13 assists. Like Jokic is almost bad game proof.
Offensively, yes. He's always going to give you something. I mean, that's where I think that the comparison's a little unfair because AD's greatest strength is at the defensive end and what he gives you there. And then the offense is, it's a little bit like Bam Adebayo. Both of them, their versatility defensively is what makes them special. And then the fact that they can also score
occasionally
in the 20-25 range is the bonus. With Jokic, I mean, the reason that Miami won game two is because they just said, we're going to put Jokic in every pick and roll possible and we're just going to test him. And combination of that and then single covering him at the other end wore him out and made him be a, sort of an exclusive player. So, but he, you know, you can do that for a game and then he's going to figure it out. And right, as he did in game three.
Yeah, that's, I was saying this, I like, and it's not a knock because most of the great stars that I've really loved have been domestic players, your Magics, your Birds, your Dr. J's.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something about international players, and I'll give you an example. You and I went out to dinner the other night. I went abroad,
mm-hmm,
and you've been abroad plenty of times. Whenever I go abroad, I'm a visitor. I'm more polite. I mm-hmm tip better. Mm-hmm. I'm more gracious. Mm-hmm. I'm a visitor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just for 5 days.
Right.
I feel that foreign-born players come here, and there is a sense that they are visitors, and they're, I don't see a lot of ego. I see a lot of gratitude. I see I don't want to leave Denver, Milwaukee. It is not a knock on our domestic players. But they have the same approach I think Americans do when they go overseas, which is we want to represent our country and be respectful. I do think foreign-born players, there is something there that, like after the game last night, 30-20-10, he's like, it's just a stat, I don't care.
Yeah.
That's how they view it.
Yeah.
They're all about the city and the team. And it's like, I think you can have both. I like our guys.
Yeah.
I like the flash.
Yeah.
And the ego.
Right.
But I do think foreign-born players add a different kind of unique element.
Especially the top players. Because I think that there's one, They're brought up in a system over there where the coach is, it's like a college, it's like a college coach here. They're in charge. Players, you're not being interviewed, you're not getting commercials. It's all about the team and the coach. And so they grow up with that mindset. The other part is, it's just gratitude. We're spoiled. Right. As Americans, we are wildly spoiled
with everything.
And we take everything for granted. And it used to be that the Magic Johnsons and the Michael Jordans, like, they weren't handed everything as soon as they showed a whiff of ability to play the game, where somebody's going, ooh, I just found a money train.
Prime example, like the Lakers have to pay AD early. Why?
Yeah.
You're hurt a lot. You're the last guy I want to pay early. There's this sense that, well, he's got a year left and a player option. Play out your contract.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if you were 26 and never hurt. If you're 30 and hurt a lot, I'm not paying you early.
Well, the other part is just like, I mean, at this point, there's that. But it's like when you first get a young player, 19 years old, it doesn't matter the age, doesn't matter who's on the team, you're getting the prime parking spot, you're getting the prime seat on the plane, you're getting all the corporate sponsorship, you're getting like you're getting all the deals right off the bat before you have proved anything. And now players have become accustomed to that.
Yeah.
Players here have become accustomed to that.
Right.
Over there, they're coming from, I mean, you know, you just look at any of the guys that have come over.
Well, Giannis, it was so stark. When Giannis came over, I mean, my first takeaway wasn't his game. It was like, he's like a 12-year-old kid that's just happy to be here.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, some guys, maybe Ja, would look at, I'm in Memphis. I'd rather be in L.A. or New York or Houston or wherever. Yeah. Giannis looks at it like, you mean the Milwaukee Bucks want to make me a franchise player? He didn't care where it is. I mean, you can go down the line. The Pau Gasols, the Marc Gasols, any of the international players, they generally, they're happy that that they're on an NBA team, and an NBA team feels that they are worthy of being built around.
Yeah.
So they're not... They don't expect all of the star treatment.
Now, I'm not necessarily, for the record, I'm not really blaming domestic players, because our system has created them.
Absolutely.
Nike has made our 19-year-old, Nike's made our 14-year-olds feel like stars.
Of course
our players feel empowered, because the shoe culture has created it, the TV networks, we talk about them nonstop. I'm not blaming the kid, I'm blaming the culture.
This is the issue I have with the old guys who complain about the new guys, like Michael or Magic or Bird or any of those guys. If they came up in today's atmosphere, they would have been treated the same way and they'd have the same expectations. You were 1,000% correct. Like, these players are a product of the culture that we have created. Not there's some massive mindset change in the way guys approach it. We all do that. We acclimate to our conditions.
Well, I see how people are treating politicians. We blame politicians for being polarizing. You're just a symptom of it. I remember Bill Clinton 15 years ago saying, we're becoming incredibly tribal.
Mm-hmm.
Liberals listen to this, conservatives listen to this. He was way out in front on this. Clinton said, it's a problem, and not just for conservatives, it's a problem for liberals. We all go to our channel that tells us what we want to hear. And now 15 years later, it's like, it's incorrectable. Yeah. It's the culture. So these wild politicians, it's just a symptom of what we've created, the culture of it.
Without question. I mean, I am a victim of it myself.
Yeah.
Because at this point, Colin, if it's not a 5-star restaurant that you're taking me to, I'm probably going to be busy.
Yeah.
So you've set the culture now.
Okay.
Where I have expectations.
So I earlier today, I don't know if you saw it. I would frame it as brilliant. I came up with a trade suggestion.
I heard it.
Okay.
Man, I gotta say, there was a little bit of heat here. You getting the pushback from J-Mac. I've never heard you that sort of animated or feeling like, J-Mac, you need to see it my way. You're usually kind of open to other people's reactions.
Today.
Not on this one.
Okay, so you and I know Miami's going to make a call to Dame.
Yeah.
Okay. Dame Bam Butler.
Yeah.
That Boston run? Bye-bye. Okay, so you can sit there and say this works. Marcus Smart leads him in assists
Yes.
until the playoffs. So they're telling you, we're not really comfortable him being the facilitator against the good teams.
Yeah.
So go find an offensive-minded guard who, by the way, won't give you 75 games.
Right.
Tatum and Brown do.
Don't need to.
Don't need to. Tell me Paul to the Celtics, Smart to Phoenix, is not interesting.
Before I say it's maybe the smartest trade that you've ever come up with, can you give up the Jordan Poole? Can you acknowledge the Jordan Poole idea wasn't one of your best?
That one, I'll be honest. I had a cold. I had a lot of cough syrup before the show. I was off my game.
okay, that one
sucked. This one, though, it's not terrible.
No, it makes a... I haven't looked at the numbers, so I don't know how feasible it is.
Our guys looked at the numbers. Somebody's got to send somebody else a bench player or something like that.
Okay. I don't know that it's a straight-up trade. If I'm Boston, I want a little something extra because I don't know how long Chris Paul's going to be there. This is a short-term thing. But it makes a ton of sense for both teams. Marcus Smart, like, he doesn't have to be the same kind of facilitator with Phoenix because you've got KD and Booker that are going to handle the ball most of the time anyway, and they're going to be very aggressive in doing it. KD and Booker are a completely different package than Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And defensively, he gives you what Chris Paul once upon a time could.
Yes.
Right? And he can space the floor a little bit with, you know, he's streaky as a three-point shooter. But he brings the same sort of Chris Paul attitude, and that we're going to play hard at both ends. And conversely, you don't have to play Chris Paul a whole lot. You can save him for the playoffs.
J-Mac.
Because you've got Derek White and you've got Malcolm Brogdon. Malcolm Brogdon's a starting point guard
combo
this league.
Yeah.
Most of the time, on almost any other team.
You're bringing Chris Paul for 2 years.
Yeah.
And to get a ring.
Yeah.
That's all you're bringing him for.
I like it. And I think the demand that he would put on, like, it would be a little shock to the system for Jason Tatum.
Yep.
And Jaylen Brown.
He'd get after
him. And him getting after them is a little bit different than Marcus Smart.
Yeah, because he comes
with bigger credentials. Exactly. So I'm with you, and I'm J-Mac. Were you just pushing back? Just
to do radio?
I mean, it's early. You got to let these things marinate for a little while.
You never let anything marinate. You are like the fast food guy. Like, as soon as you get a tasty morsel, you are chomping on that. Are you kidding me?
The concern here would be Marcus Smart is usually guarding their best defensive, the opposing team best offensive guard.
Yeah.
That will now rely on Jaylen Brown. So Tatum will have to guard someone a little bit better. Because Chris Paul, we know he's not going to be around all the time. Right, Rick?
Right.
You can't count on him in the clutch.
But you know what?
Derek White's a very good defender.
Derek White's good.
And they have a rim protector and they have Tatum. So they've got a Derek White, Tatum, rim protector, they're fine defensively.
So fine. Why doesn't
Boston
do this?
Who's the rim protector?
Why would they?
Who says they're not? I guarantee right now they're watching the show and they're bringing people in a big room and they're considering this. This thing may be done by 4 o'clock. Okay, Bucher, are you on the show after us today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, no, the two shows after.
Two shows. Yeah. I get lost on it.
Yeah.
All right, Rick Bucher. Hey, we can go out.
That's it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Okay, I'll give you one more question. I give you five questions.
You know what? I'm here just to supplement your trade idea. That's why I was here. Wow.
Okay, one more. One more. I'm hearing this.
Yes.
That is Michael Malone a great coach?
Are you hearing this? Are you hearing it from my right?
Okay. So is Michael Malone a great coach when you talk to people in the league, or is this just anybody with Jokic? Well, how is he viewed?
No, he's a great coach. He's a good to very good coach.
Okay.
What he has done is the same thing as what Eric Spoelstra has done as far as creating a culture. I don't know if he's quite as what Jokic gives him. I mean, look, he's a defensive coach.
Yeah.
And he will get guys to play hard and he will get them in the right positions. You can't teach what Jokic does. He's smart enough to know, let me give Jokic the latitude to make decisions. And the same with Jamal Murray. Both of them, and it was on full display in this last game. Like, their creativity and ability to read each other, that's not play calling. That's like two great basketball players being able to read the defense and knowing what they want to do. You just got to put them in the right place and motivate them. And that's what Michael Malone
their
does.
Their length is...
That's why I picked it, I picked the series in five, because I was like, they can play with the same discipline and effort. They've demonstrated that, and they're just bigger. And I mean, they can shoot the same, they can drive the same, they can ball handle the same, and they're bigger. It's sometimes it comes down to as simple as that.
No, they are. And it's also, they had won seven straight games before they lost in game two, and they led that going into the fourth by eight. When you rely heavily on points in the paint and twos, you kind of have – Miami has these wild fluctuations.
Right.
Denver gives you the same damn game every night.
Well, and Miami has to get out in front and make it a three-point shooting contest to beat Denver. That's the one – Spoelstra's been great at finding the one strength in every series – that his team might have over the other team. They might not be better overall, but he'll find that one element that we're better at, and then he will just milk it for all it's worth. In this series, it's three-point shooting. But you can only do that if you get out in front. If Denver gets a lead, they're comfortable trading twos for threes. Now it puts pressure on Miami to have to make threes. Changes the whole dynamic.
Okay, hey, can we throw another one at you? Oh, what do you want,
Jamie? Yeah. So, Rick, Michael Malone arrived in Denver at the same time as Jokic, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Jokic was a second-round pick. There was a Taco Bell commercial airing when he was drafted.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Jokic is nothing without Malone, but in some world, like, Jokic is what he is because of Malone. Jamal Murray was drafted lottery, like, everybody liked him, but he's emerging as a superstar. Like, it's not like Malone parachuted in and took these guys to the next level. He's been with them throughout their careers.
Well, he's a very good coach.
Yeah. Is he one of the four best coaches in the league right now on the Mount Rushmore? Current coaches.
Kerr, Spoelstra, Pop. There's only one space left.
Hold on, Rick. Pop right now?
Look, there's some coaches right now that, like Will Hardy in Utah.
Yeah.
I have immense respect for.
Ty
Lue. I think he's going to be a great coach. Ty Lue is I'm putting Ty Lue.
So am I. Four.
Yeah. I mean, again, this is the difference. I got to put Ty Lue ahead. Ty Lue I'm putting Ty Lue ahead of Michael Malone.
Yeah,
Ty Lue's coached LeBron, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George.
Yeah, okay. Without Kawhi, without Paul George, he got the Clippers to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
So if Michael Malone without team? Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, did he get – oh, no, he didn't. He had Jokic, and they didn't get out of the first round against the Golden State Warriors.
Let me ask you this, J-Mac. Find me all the coaches who have a ring with no great players. There's none ever.
You know what I hate about this?
Probably correct.
How did we end up we're bagging on Michael Malone at this point?
No,
I'm blaming you.
Exactly.
I'm blaming
you. Guys aren't giving him the props.
No.
Spoelstra's the
I'm
greatest.
Blaming you because you brought it up and you oversold it. We wouldn't have to pull back the reins if you weren't out there in front.
Yeah. Give Damn
it, J-Mac. You did it again.
Popovich props this for is winning what I with mean. Tim Duncan and David Robinson.
This is let it marinate. Let Michael Malone's success marinate
that
before
would be like you
start
going
putting
out.
It up there on the top shelf.
That would be like you going out and saying, prime example, Justin Herbert is the greatest quarterback in the league. He and I are like, whoa, 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 he's like five. And then we look like we're bashing Justin
Herbert.
Yeah,
now we're calling Justin. We don't like Justin Herbert.
I'm
we're
just
haters.
Asking you where Malone ranks currently in the NBA.
Five. I said
coaches.
Five.
Yeah, that's...
Right? That's what?
Rick, Rick, what has Popovich done since Tim Duncan retired?
Okay, but hold on a second.
I mean, we're not doing resumes here. We're doing coaching in the league
we're talking about the ability to coach. I mean, you got to have players to be able to coach
Certainly.
To go somewhere.
Since when is the fifth best coach in the league a bum?
He's about to win a title with the first time in Denver history with Jokic and a no all-star
Wait a minute.
Jamal Murray.
Jokic is a two-time MVP.
He is,
correct. You said that like he's... You know,
he didn't win the MVP this year because guys like you were pumping up Joel Embiid for the last 3 months.
Oh, Lord.
And the other network
By the way,
and all these bozos.
I'll give you an example of how bad.
Joel Embiid!
What would you know what? You're just shooting wildly now. Trying
yeah.
to
you know what you're doing? Michael Malone you know and the doing? Best team in the NBA.
You're doing what a bad GM does. Ready, fire, aim. You're firing before you're aiming. Ready, fire, aim.
So Michael Malone, fifth best coach in the league. Let's just file that away, ladies and gentlemen.
Goodness. So think about this. Who is the fifth best NFL coach to give it some perspective?
Yeah.
So Andy Reid, Belichick.
Or really? McVay.
Kyle Shanahan. Pete Carroll's in
maybe
that
Mike
thing.
McDaniel?
Sean Payton. So
Sean
I'm saying,
Payton.
Okay, Sean. So that's your five. So if Sean Payton's your fifth best coach, that's a Hall of Fame coach. Mike Tomlin's not probably six. Harbaugh. So we're saying Mike Malone's
Harbaugh six?
Well, he's up there.
Oof. A little disrespectful.
If you're the fifth best
coach. You guys start giving guys more props than this.
Listen, tomorrow I'll talk about NHL coaches.
He's the sixth best coach in the NFL, and that's disrespectful?
John Harbaugh? He's one of the most tenured coaches in the league.
Okay.
Who does more with less? Who made Lamar Jackson?
Okay, so how high do you want to put him?
I think he's probably top three or four.
Okay, oh, we have him five. You have him four, and it's outrageous.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. No, this is real. Kyle Shanahan, who you have three, you said? Now, here you say three?
Well, I said.
I hate
Andy
doing these lists
Reid,
off the cuff because you're gonna forget somebody.
Pete Carroll. They're all great.
Yeah, Pete Carroll. Oof.
So I have Shanahan
sixth is a compliment.
McVay's got a ring.
Like, he's four.
Well, what am I going to do with McVay? He's got
a
ring.
Again, one ring. Harbaugh has a ring.
One
okay.
ring.
They each have
Wait,
one.
Wait, hold on a second. Like, what has Harbaugh done where sixth is an insult?
Oh, I don't know. Jeez,
huh?
I mean, let's see. Joe
They're
Flacco.
They're consistently
oh, that's
good.
Right. Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Flacco, and then turns Lamar Jackson from end of the
How
first
long ago
round
was
pick
that?
Into an MVP.
Mike Montgomery did that.
See, again, you make us badmouth a coach we
yeah,
both
now
like.
Now we're killing. We have to kill people because you're putting them
you
up way
to
too high.
You don't kill anyone, but Shanahan above Harbaugh, that feels like a bit of a slight. No?
I think they're both excellent. They're both great coaches.
So we're splitting hairs on greatness. Is
no,
that what
you,
the problem
no,
is?
You're, what
I'm
you're
not,
doing
I'm
is...
I'm definitive.
You literally, here's what he just did this. He comes out and says, Godfather's the best... the Godfather's the best movie ever. And I would say it's top six.
I mean, Godfather 2 might be better, but anyway.
And because we would say Godfather is six, you think we're bad-mouthing Godfather.
Godfather, yeah.
We're not. Goodfellas is better, but I like Godfather
Goodfellas
too.
Goodfellas is
Goodfellas
that's
is better.
That's one thing I can agree with you on. Goodfellas is
Goodfellas the best. That's the best mob
that's
movie.
That's the one
ever.
Thing. That's the one thing you can agree with.
Let's go back to your Godfather 2 take. Oh, dear. What was that?
Oh, we'll get back to that.
Goodness gracious. Let's just put a pin
anybody
in that.
You're not getting a top 10? That's an insult.
Godfather 3. There you go. Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break here. I'm so back on spots. Rick Bucher.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What song is this, by the way? Is that Whitesnake? What is that? Morgan Wallen.
I thought you were a country music guy. Remember that?
It sounds like Whitesnake.
I don't know who Morgan Wallen is.
Morgan Wallen's a country star.
I know that, but I don't like know his songs.
J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
White Snake as bumper music.
I was watching yesterday. Do you know what I watched on TV? It was yesterday or the day before. I turned on it on my cable, on Spectrum Cable in L.A. I watched, I think it was, what's Vince Neil? What was he in?
Poison?
Was it Poison?
Def Leppard?
No, not Def Leppard. Motley Crue. There was a Motley Crue concert on. I'm not lying to you. I worked out for 40 minutes watching Vince Neil and Motley Crue, and when I was done, I was going 100 miles an hour. I couldn't even see straight. I was so deliriously happy. You give me Blue Oyster Cult, Poison, White Snake. I'm going to tell you, that's a good day. It's a good day when you give me some, when you give me Kip Winger for 30 minutes.
Winger? Sounds like a rugby player.
How about Rat with two T's? It's a good day in the Cowherd Grotto.
Like, yeah, that's like banging your head against a wall, right?
No, I was a rocker.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We got to buzz through these. We're short on time. The Detroit Lions, one of the surprise teams in the league last season. Jared Goff took a big step. Here's what Dan Campbell thinks he's seen from his quarterback.
What you're seeing is a guy who just put his head down and went back to work and worked on what he could, tried to improve on what he could, and now his confidence is really, it's really grown. And along the way, he's matured as a quarterback. I mean, he's a better quarterback than he was there, in my opinion, because he can do more things. He's mentally on it. I mean, we've come light years ahead of where he was 2 years ago. He's got a real good grasp of what we're doing, where the issues are, where the problems are, and that's something that, you know, we really wanted him to get good at, and he wanted to get good at, and he's worked at it, and he's improved, so that helps you.
I'll say this again. Nobody in this league at quarterback gets more shade than Jared Goff and puts up better numbers. I watched him out-duel Mahomes in L.A. in one of the great regular season games in league history.
Like 5 years ago?
Dude, he wasn't even in his prime yet. He was a baby. He was a calf.
You know who else listens to Rat? Dan Campbell.
You know what? Maybe we have a lot in common.
Yeah, I bet
couple
you
of,
do.
Embraceable middle American ethos guys.
Ethos, affable. You're just killing our audience. Next up, Jimmy Garoppolo. We don't know about his availability next season when the news broke that he had foot surgery after signing with the Raiders, but fans can rest easy. According to Ian Rappaport, Jimmy G is going to be fine and expected to be ready for the start of training camp. This makes you excited.
Look how good looking he is. I could never stand. I used to work with a guy named Jesse Palmer. He's like
The Bachelor. He was the Bachelor.
I refused to be in the same room with him. If you put me in a room with Jesse Palmer, I'm nothing to look at. But I look like just out there on the. I just look like an alien.
Okay.
Look at Garoppolo. Look at that picture. We could literally not talk, and our ratings would go up just putting his face on television.
So now the Raiders cannot tank for Caleb Williams, right? There's your storyline.
I'm just telling you, Garoppolo got a lot of...
He's handsome. Is that what you want to say?
It shouldn't be like one guy gets all of it, and then the rest of us don't get any of it.
Some things are obvious. Garoppolo's handsome. Zion Williamson's fat.
He's bigger than I would like.
He's eating his way out of New Orleans.
Well, that's a little hard.
That's accurate.
You think he's eating his way out of the...
When you have these people go that he's dating, in air quotes, on social media saying, I'm helping you get in shape, like, Colin, it's bad.
I know his career is tumbling.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo is just skyrocketing because he's not healthy. All right, final story. Brock Purdy. My goodness. Brock Purdy's going to replace Aaron Rodgers as your favorite quarterback.
I like him a lot.
He's on pace to be ready for the start of next season and get that starting spot. Now, that leaves Trey Lance's future up in the air. Kyle Shanahan was asked about trading Lance, and he said simply no.
I think they're going to move him by the trading deadline, and they're going to get a fourth-round pick. I think Trey Lance is a big, strong athlete. He's young. You're not going to have to pay him a lot, and I think somebody's going to roll the dice on him by about week four.
So why are we rolling the dice on Lance again?
Because there's going to be a team out there. Okay, I'll give you an example. Let me give you an example.
Yes.
Who runs that offense? San Francisco's. Miami. Tua, week seven, goes down. You call
Kyle.
But
they got Skyler, what's his face?
Give me a break. So you call Kyle Shanahan and say, we run the same offense. Tua's out week seven.
Oh, the Dolphins got Mike White. They're not. Mike White's way better than Trey Lance could ever be. Okay, fine. That's a bit much. Mike White is very good. They signed him for a reason.
Miami loses Tua in week four. You call Kyle and say, we need him. I guarantee you. Niners have Brock Purdy and Darnold. Darnold's a more polished version of Trey Lance. Miami runs the exact same offense, same terminology. You bring him over for a fourth-round pick.
I thought Eagles because the running ability, and they lost their backup who went to Indy, Gardner Minshew. So he could be a decent backup to Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, but with no chance to play. If Tua gets hurt, Lance may be your guy. Tua gets a concussion.
I still think Mike White is the guy.
The guy
and
what?
Skylar Thompson.
The guy that can beat Buffalo once and then... The guy what? What do you mean, the
Mike
guy?
Mike White showed out against Minnesota in that loss.
He showed out in that loss.
What about the raid against the Bears? And the
He made one over-the-middle throw. It was a very good throw. And then about 10 seconds later, he made an average throw and the game was over.
So basically as many good throws in his career as Jordan Love. Mike White.
God, you're on one there? Today. Are you done? Or
yes.
You have another story?
No.
You only did two.
That's three. Oh. You're just so hung up on Garoppolo, you just missed that altogether.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping
it's
by.
Not a terrible,
the Herd Lie
it's
news.
Not a terrible idea. Miami runs the same offense. Tua gets hurt. Who would you? I mean, if you were in an emergency, who would you call? You'd call your best friend in the business, Kyle Shanahan, and say, we need Trey Lance. He runs the same damn offense. He could play. He could literally get a practice. And by the way, that offense in Miami is built for Trey Lance. You're not asking difficult throws. It is a get back, get rid of it, get it to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle offense. It's like San Francisco's. It's not demanding of the quarterback.
So not a bad little show. You got Chris Paul traded to Boston. Now you got Trey Lance backing up Tua in Miami.
I think you just did
some things today.
I think we gave the audience stuff to think about. You and I are not paralyzed by being right. I think you and I try to be interesting. Chris Paul to the Celtics, Marcus Smart to Phoenix is, I think, interesting.
Do we know what your buddy Simmons thinks about that yet?
No, you know what?
He's like Mr. Boston, you claim. Go text him.
You know, all you people out there in Boston think it's crazy. Dame goes to Miami and you sit on your hands, bye-bye, trophies are done. I'm telling you, Miami's not sitting on their hands, and they beat you already. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sick
live in L.A.
Burn.
It's The Herd.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.